My apologies for keeping you gentlemen waiting. I'm Tad Kelso. I will be handling your case. You must be Dipper Draper, am I correct?
Yes, sir. Pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is mine. And you must be Stargazer Borealis, yes?
Pleasure, sir.
This means you must be Birch Draper?
Yes, please.
And lastly, Lester Crowley.
Okay, now that you have amazed me, tell me how you figured that out.
Well, I always try to do research beforehand. A quick reference of the Beach Bears would give me Dipper's name right off the bat, and I figured he would be seated next to his closer uncle, Stargazer. This left the last bear to be Birch, and since you are a raccoon, you had to be their manager.
Okay, I see it now, but I'm still impressed. You weren't present when Birch and I hammered out the contract between us, but when this came up, it simply made sense to come back to your firm.
Well, let me tell you that civil cases are my specialty. Being a lawyer, having a knack for picking up on small details comes in very handy. I know you're all very busy, so let me quickly review the facts of the case as you presented them to me, all right? On the evening of June 24th, Dipper was accosted by a fan who gave him flowers that contained a card with a name and phone number, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you still have that card?
No, sir. I destroyed it. I didn't want them to know I had it.
Understandable, but unfortunate. You then proceeded to text with this Susan Linsky, whose number was on that card, yes? Did you save the text?
No, sir. Same reason. That and... Well, I wanted to forget.
Not a big problem, honestly. You then snuck out the next morning and spent most of the day with her touring the city. Did you purchase any souvenirs or anything that might support this?
Well, I was going to, but then we ran into Justin.
Yes, Justin. Did she seem surprised to see him?
Not so much surprised as afraid.
Afraid, Okay. He then hits you and you defend yourself. He ends up unconscious, and she tells you to leave them, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you walk to the Empire State Building, where you ran into your uncle, Stargazer. How did you know he would be there?
I didn't. There was nobody at the hotel, and I figured that they went looking for me, and the Empire State Building was closest.
Why didn't you just wait at the hotel?
Because I had a bloody nose. The last thing I wanted was to be alone.
What if nobody was at the Empire State Building? What would you have done?
Probably called my mom on the cell phone.
Why didn't you do that right away?
I wasn't thinking. The whole thing upset me.
I see. So then he found you, Mr. Borealis, correct?
Yes, sir, and he was a mess. I helped clean him up and got him a new jacket.
Do you still have the old one?
No, sir. We asked Macy's to dispose of it for us.
Was Dipper able to perform that evening?
Yes, surprisingly. The performance actually helped him forget the events of the day. We did have a doctor check his nose to make sure it would not interfere with his singing.
All right. Now, you faxed us the letter you received, Mr. Crowley. Do you have the original?
I have it, sir. Here.
To whom it may concern, I am Lawrence Q. Wadsworth, representing Mr. and Mrs. Benelli and their son Justin in this matter, etc., etc. On the afternoon of June 26th, a member of the Beach Bearers, one Dipper Draper, did attack and render unconscious Justin Benelli and left the scene of the attack. Justin was taken to the hospital as a
result.
That's
not true!
Dipper, calm down.
I'm only reading what they allege, if I may continue. We are seeking remuneration of the medical expenses and compensation, pain and suffering, plus punitive damage for a total of $2 million.
Yeah, $2 million is ridiculous.
So, you're thinking of settling.
It does seem the easiest solution.
Wait. You're thinking of paying them?
Well, if we can reach a more reasonable amount.
That's blackmail!
Dipper, please, calm down.
Dips, it's the best way to keep them from snooping around us. It's not like we don't have the money to do it. Yes, it will hurt, but if it'll make them go away...
I don't believe this.
Dipper, please, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand completely. The guy takes a swipe at me, I defend myself, and now you're gonna pay a bully to go away. Why don't you just hand him over my lunch money while you're
Dips,
at it?
Dips, please. It doesn't concern just you, really. It concerns us all. Just be quiet and let us handle
you're
it.
You're cowards. That's what you are. You want me to admit to something I didn't do just because it's easier for you.
Dips! I'm sorry about that, Mr. Kelso. He gets emotional. Stargazer can testify to that, right, Star? Star?
He may be emotional, Birch. But is he wrong?
What?
Think about it. We know this threat of a lawsuit is baseless. You give in to them, who's next? What if a fan trips on the way out of a concert? You going to pay them, too, just to get rid of them?
Stop! This is what we usually do in the music business. It saves time!
And as a result, we have a litigious, happy society. How much of the cost of concerts is simply to cover the demands of people like this?
But stop! This is how it's done!
Well, maybe it shouldn't be done that way. Let me ask you, Les. Has there ever been a musical group that disbanded simply because of legal entanglements?
Well, sure. Plenty of times.
And what happens to you if that happens to the Beach Bears?
I begin to see your point.
Wait. Aren't you forgetting something?
What am I forgetting?
A little thing called Discovery Star. They start snooping around us too closely. They might find out about my trips to Cincinnati. You know what that would mean.
Cincinnati?
A private matter, Les. We can deal with that separately.
Separately? Star, come on, it's a real concern.
And one we can deal with later.
Star's right, Birch. We gotta fight this, since they don't have a leg to stand on.
And one that hurts me the most. You can't do this, Star.
Birch, if we sweep this under the rug, what happens next time, or the time after that? Paparazzi are going to start stalking us anyway, if they haven't already.
But what about me? You aren't listening to me at all.
Mr. Kelso, after this meeting, can I meet with you privately?
Of course. So, are we agreed to send a letter denying the request?
I think so. We'll deal with the ones with more substance differently. I mean, this might be more expensive initially, but should save us in the long run.
If someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arm and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in a movie show yelled fire in the second row, this whole place is a powder keg, you'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that personage should be invisible, inconsequential me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there.
Suppose you were a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and gave you soup. You'd notice him. Suppose you knew a music bear about 6 feet tall with sandy hair and formed the three into a group. You'd notice him. A living bear is made of more than air. With all that bulk, you're bound to see him there. Unless that big ol' Ursine next to you is unimpressive, undistinguished, you know who. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there.
I tell ya, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there, never even know.